an exit ramp for civilians. Lisa Brady, Fox News. A Ukrainian official is reporting a tentative agreement with the Russians to arrange safe corridors with ceasefires for civilians to leave and humanitarian aid to arrive in Ukraine. This during a second round of talks today in Belarus. But in Ukraine, the fighting continues. Ukraine's president telling reporters today his people are defending their country and don't want to kill the Russian soldiers, adding that it's the end of this world.
And the end of the world of such people. The question is that we represent that fence between the non-civilization and civilization.
Meantime, Russia's president offering an upbeat assessment of his invasion during a video call with his Security Council, even though it's taken a week to claim control of one major Ukrainian city. President Biden is set to hold a cabinet meeting at this hour. On Russia, the White House says the continued focus is keeping up the pressure, working with allies and partners to implement sanctions while leaving the door open to diplomacy. The California governor has a new plan to address the state's problem with homelessness, forced treatment for those with severe mental health and addiction disorders.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom's plan directs all of the state's 58 counties to set up mental health branches in their respective civil courts. While those who suffer issues may not actively seek out care, they would be obligated to accept it should it be deemed necessary. The plan has drawn some criticism from some homeless advocates who don't agree with forced treatment. State health officials are calling it a new pathway to help people they are calling the sickest of the sick.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the plan would require legislative approval. As for the criticism, Newsom tells the San Francisco Chronicle it's past time to talk about civil rights when people are attacking others. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia's war in Ukraine and U.S. sanctions in response are now affecting a usually peaceful and productive relationship in space.
The chief of Roscosmos, Russia's space agency, says Russia will stop the sale of space rocket engines to the United States. The move comes in response to sanctions levied by the U.S. and European nations prompted by Russia's invasion of neighboring Ukraine. American-operated Atlas rockets make use of Russian-built engines, though newer contractors like SpaceX do not. Russia this week also demanded reassurances from the UK that a satellite Russia was planning to launch for them won't be used for spying. A NASA astronaut currently aboard the space station is slated to return to Earth aboard a Russian Soyuz this month. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A third Republican governor decides not to run for U.S. Senate. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and his allies had hoped Arizona Governor Doug Ducey would challenge Democratic Senator Mark Kelly this fall. Instead, he joins the New Hampshire and Maryland governors in the no column as Republicans try to take back control of a 50-50 Senate. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak telling social media to do better after public criticism of contestants.
It's in response to a viral video clip of three recent contestants not being able to guess what seemed like an easy phrase earlier in the week. That clip led to some disparaging remarks and ridicule of those contestants. Sajak tweeting, quote, "It always pains me when nice people come on our show to play a game and win some money and maybe fulfill a lifelong dream, and are then subject to online ridicule when they make a mistake." Sajak says that people need to have a little more heart on social media, adding that they may be there one day, and no one wants to be trending on Twitter. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
A mixed day on Wall Street right now. The Dow's up about 88 points, but the Nasdaq's down more than 100. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.